Restoring My Soul, Thursday, the 7th of September. The Other Law and the Law of My Mind. Living by their other law, a person endeavors to craft an expression for themselves on the basis of their knowledge of good and evil. This is the basis of their self-righteousness. They seek for the validation of their self-righteous position through the acknowledgement, acceptance, and affirmation of others. Without deliverance from their other law, they are brought into bondage to the law of sin and death. The mind is a faculty of the soul. By the law of the mind, a person endeavors to know and to express themselves according to the information that they collect and process through the natural senses that belong to their biological body. They understand themselves and view others within their physical and social environments through reason. The law of the mind can be in conflict with a person's other law. In these instances, a person comprehends and agrees with the word, concluding that it is indeed the way to life. However, motivated by their other law, their self-righteous endeavors to have life by keeping the law through their religious practices brings them under its judgment. This outcome is contrary to the deductions that they have made through their deliberations concerning the word. Often, a person who is governed by this law is plagued by pernicious mind chatter and emotional distress, as the mind finds itself in conflict with the dictates of the conscience. The conscience is a faculty of one's spirit, through which they are able to know themselves without reason. This is because, for a son of God, their conscience bears witness in the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. However, the mind, set on the flesh rather than the spirit, usurps the conscience. Accordingly, through cognitive appraisal, the carnal person accuses or excuses themselves, presuming to be the arbiter of truth. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 7, verse 23, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 25, Romans chapter 9, verses 30 to 32, Romans chapter 9, verse 1, and Romans chapter 2, verses 14 to 15. For further study, Ecclesiastes chapter 7.